Just settle into your body. If you're like me, at least myself, I live in my mind a lot during the day, so just transition into this bodily awareness kind of state. Just feel your seat, feel your feet on the ground. Feel your hands wherever they're located, wherever they're resting. Be aware of your spine as how it's supporting you. You may want to straighten your spine, you may not, but just notice your spine. Notice any muscular tension in your body. Allow it to release as much as possible. The forehead, we often carry much stress in our forehead. Feel these muscles around the eyes, the jaw. Just notice and relax neck, shoulders, on down through the torso. And then gradually and very gently, like a feather floating in the wind, allow your attention to just rest in the observations of the breathing, the sensations of the breathing, how it feels to be breathing. In whatever manners fits you. Could be a particular sensation such as the nostrils or the abdomen or just the overall flow of the body as you breathe in and out. Just try to have a very gentle, open presence with your awareness. Not too tight, but not spaced out either. Just a very gentle awareness. And now, as we've done for many weeks now, bring to mind or imagine a loved one, someone that's easy for you to care for, and just imagine that person, imagine being in his or her presence. Be aware of how that is for you as you bring this person to mind. Then imagine or remember a time when he or she is experiencing some type of difficulty. Could be a challenging situation or some sort of immediate suffering, but this person is experiencing some difficulty. Then extend your heart to this individual. Extend your compassion, your love. You might even feel it coming from your heart and reaching your loved one. And then recite in your mind for this individual, may you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Now drop this imagery and simply come back to your breathing for a few cycles. Feeling your body, feeling your breathing. And then bring to mind a neutral person, an acquaintance perhaps, someone you recognize but don't really know. Bring this person to mind and imagine being in this person's presence. And notice what it's like for you as you think of this person. As you imagine. And then consider that just like yourself, just like your loved one, this person has many important relationships in his or her life. Just like yourself and your loved one, he or she has goals, aspirations, dreams. He or she has had ups and downs in their life. And now imagine that this person is undergoing some difficulty, something you can perhaps relate to. And then as much as possible, allow your heart to open to this individual and send him or her love and compassion. And recite in your mind for this person, may you be free from suffering. May you have happiness. May you know peace. And imagine that in some ways these messages, this love, this compassion reaches them and in some ways affects them. Brings them some relief. Now for a few moments again, just return to the breathing, to the body. And now allow your awareness to expand to include those of us in this room together right now. And then in stages, at your own pace, allow your awareness to continue to expand. To include people in your community. Perhaps your workplace, the city, the overall region. As much as possible, allow your awareness to include the diversity of persons out there, various regions, political affiliations, ethnicities, anything that comes to mind. then consider that just like yourself, just like your loved one, each person you encounter, each person in the world has had ups and downs in his or her life. Has these basic needs to be part of a community, to contribute, to feel loved. Knows what it's like to feel sad, afraid. And at a very core level, each person has this aspiration to be happy and free from suffering. Then open your heart and let your compassion extend in every direction. Let it meet whomever it encounters. Let it meet them where they are. And recite in your mind, if you're comfortable doing this, may we all be free from suffering. Be sure to include yourself in this. May each of us have happiness and peace and joy. May we all be free from suffering. May each of us have happiness and peace and joy. Now for a moment, just consider how interconnected we all are. How we depend on one another for our food, for our material comforts, for our emotional well-being, for everything. Just consider how much we are interconnected. Consider that every benefit we have is really because of others. Now bring your awareness to your heart center, to the center of your chest, and just be aware of this area as you inhale and as you exhale. Just feel this area as it expands as you inhale and then as it relaxes as you breathe out. And then if you're comfortable doing this, imagine the suffering of the world as a black cloud. Or you can utilize one of the other methods we discussed last week. And then imagine breathing this in, where it meets the love at your heart and it just dissipates, evaporates. And then breathing out pure love, pure compassion in every direction. Breathing in this pain and suffering. Breathing out compassion, tenderness, care. And as you breathe out, get a sense that this compassion is reaching people, in some ways, bringing relief. As you breathe in the suffering, in some small way at least, the suffering of the world is being diminished. And then one last time in your mind, recite, may we all be free from suffering. May we all have happiness and peace and joy. And now could come back to your breathing and your body. Be aware how you feel in your body. Be aware of your current emotional content. Then gradually come back to the space with your attention. Perhaps wiggling your toes or fingers, opening your eyes when you're ready.